T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CDC has announced that there is almost zero chance of getting COVID from surfaces. And with that, Americans never wash their hands again. Good morning, my people.
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
It is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Can you make me a grilled cheese sandwich?
Wondering if you could make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
A grilled cheese sandwich.
It's so cheesy.
A pretty awesome grilled cheese sandwich.
Say cheese.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Get the show on the road.
It's showtime.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up with Jen, Julie, Kevin, and Lance. There's something today about how Monday's the least favorite day of the week, but I'm sorry. We have our vibe right in this room, and no one's going to mess with it. And if your vibe is not right, we're going to bring you in for a little diagnostic test and a checkup here. We're going to get it right. Because I don't know, even the rainy Saturday, like this weekend just filled my bucket.
Oh, yeah. It was so gorgeous yesterday. Yes. Like a little chilly because I was trying to wear sleeveless, but mm-hmm. It was windy and kind of cold.
Yeah.
But still beautiful blue sky. Everything's so green again.
Yeah.
I know.
Gorgeous.
We walked through Tower Grove Park and everything was blooming and it was just great. It was great to be out. Got a lot accomplished on Saturday when it was raining. Yeah. So, like, I feel energized for this week.
I wish we had grilled cheese sandwiches in here, but otherwise, it's a great day.
With tomato soup on the side, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yes. I don't really like hot tomatoes, so.
Oh.
Only cold tomatoes. Maybe I'll drink cold tomato soup.
Gazpacho.
Gazpacho soup. Is that what that is?
A Bloody Mary? There we go.
Yeah, Bloody Mary.
You can get your grilled cheese and a Bloody Mary. I will have...
There's your energy.
Tomato soup.
Love it.
All will be good. We have so much to cover on the show. We hope you had a good weekend. If you did anything interesting or unusual over the weekend or just something fun, you can text us 314-531-9898. But we have not only what we did over the weekend, pickle juice. You need to buy some ASAP. We also have an update about our friend Ella, who is running for the Leukemia and Lymphomas Student of the Year.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
And do we have the results back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, we're gonna get an update on Julie's weird Amazon packages that are showing up that she's not ordering. Okay. A lot on the show today, including your first Instagram code word at 7:10 this morning. And Lance Hildebrand with traffic up next on Y98. Weekends all around. It's the Wake Up on Y98. I did a grown-up thing that I've never done before.
I shopped for fabric, and my neighbor made me some throw pillows for our new couch and our new chairs, and they make, it's like something so simple, but it makes me so happy. Just made me so happy, and watching her do this, I was like, okay, this is my new thing this summer. You need to teach me how to sew. I did really poorly in home ec. I think I got a C.
Do
they still teach that in high school? Like home ec to sew and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Depends on the school, I think. But yes, and I was not great. She's very patient in doing this. And I was like, I think I need to learn like how to just take a breath, take my time, and sew a pillow. Because it's actually pretty easy. And these pillows, I'll show you pictures. Maybe I'll put them up on the Wake Up Instagram. They make me happy.
I love that. I wish I could sew. I still give my mom like buttons if they fall off of something. I'm like, can you sew this back on here?
See, I can do that. And I can like stitch, like I can do a quick little, I don't know what it's called, some stitch to like stitch something together if there's a little hole in something, but not sewing machine.
Whoa,
that's like dangerous.
Next level. Yeah, I know. Sarah's mom's got a whole thing in her house that's the sewing room because she used to teach home ec. So and speaking of that, her mom and her dad and my wife were all in our basement on Friday because my wife graduated from a special program that her school district, Hazelwood School District, has called the ALPS program. It's a leadership program that for the past two years, my wife's been attending like once a week to learn how to be a better leader in her school district.
That is so cool.
And it was really weird to go to a Zoom graduation.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird they didn't do like a drive. Well, I mean, adults doing a drive-by graduation.
Like
I'm thinking back to last year, my daughter did like a little graduation ceremony with her class, and then my son graduated from fifth grade, and they all drove down in front of the school and like stuck out of the sunroofs and the windows and stuff. But yeah, I saw Sarah's certificate. Yeah. That was so exciting.
It,
and I was like,
really cool.
How have we never heard about this?
Because how does it come up?
The only reason I knew was because Sarah posted it on social media.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
I saw too, my new Facebook friend.
Yeah, she got a really cool certificate and this giant diamond.
A diamond?
Oh, yeah, like that. Well, it's some type of glass. It's like the glass certificate trophy or whatever you put.
That's awesome.
So it was really cool. So we were joking around about the new diamond.
Well, I mean, that's what they hold in Real Housewives. She's officially a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills now, I think.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What that means.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I think that trumps pillows on Instagram.
Yeah.
So let's put Sarah's certificate up on the Wake Up. Entertainment Schmig up in just a few minutes. We'll talk Prince Harry and DMX.
I get up, I get down.
Prince Harry back in England. It's Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. So Prince Harry arrived in the UK yesterday, 2 days after his grandfather, Prince Philip, died at the age of 99. Meghan Markle did not make the trip, but do not get all huffy. Here's the deal. Her doctor said she shouldn't travel because she's pregnant and fairly soon. What'd they say? The spring?
Yeah.
They were very vague.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. They're only allowing, because of COVID, 30 people to attend the funeral. And when you look at the royal family, there's a lot of people. I guess most of the spouses are not invited. I think Kate will be there with Prince William. But Harry had to book it to England, too, because he had a small window to get there and quarantine before his grandfather's funeral.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Except for next Saturday. On Friday, rapper DMX died a week after suffering an overdose. They kind of knew his situation didn't change. After he had an overdose, he was deprived of oxygen for nearly 30 minutes. And they said he was in a vegetative state and people were kind of on watch and holding vigil all last week. Hayes Friday afternoon played DMX Party Up, which was weird to hear on Y98.
Yeah, love it.
But it was fun. It was fun to hear, and every time I heard that song throughout the weekend, all I could think of was Hamilton. Do you have like the DMX and the Hamilton versions?
So here's DMX.
Okay.
One, two, meet me outside.
Okay, and then Hamilton, of course, paying tribute to DMX.
Meet me inside.
Meet him inside. Meet him inside. Meet him inside. Meet him inside.
That's awesome.
Wow. You didn't realize that.
So that's
basically
really, really cool.
When Lin-Manuel Miranda read Hamilton, he was like, this is like, God, this is like a modern day East Coast, West Coast rap battle between Aaron Burr and Hamilton. That's how he envisioned it in his head. So when you listen to all these songs, there are all these rap Easter eggs. Like there's a song that's a Notorious B.I.G. song. There's a song that's like Ashanti and Ja Rule. And then that's DMX. So like all these songs, there's one that's like Ludacris. There's one that's Busta Rhymes rap style.
Did Nelly get in there?
I don't know if Nelly did. But yeah, that's all I could think of when I heard DMX was
another
Hamilton.
Another reason to watch Hamilton.
Okay, yeah, I know. I know. Go back and watch it. Go back and watch it. And get- And in a little bit of irony, driver's license singer Olivia Rodrigo, she has her driver's license, but she posted a photo of a parking ticket she got. She said this driving stuff isn't all fun and games.
It's funny.
She didn't say stuff. But yeah. I don't know if that's ironic. We're going to have to check with Alanis Morissette. But that is Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:30. More online at Y98.com. Room poll. Do you keep your phone on mute, Julie?
Only in the studio. Otherwise,
okay.
No.
Okay. Kevin?
Yes, because of the studio.
Yes, me too. And I always forget to turn it off.
Turn it back on. The same way.
And it got to the point where I didn't turn it on because then I would forget to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, if it went off in the studio, no good.
It wasn't good for anybody but the person who got angry about it.
No.
Because if his went off, it was okay.
You guys are so funny. I wasn't going to call anybody out, but if that's Kevin.
I'm not going to name names, Guy Phillips, but you know who you are.
Lance, what about you? Your phone on silent or not?
Yeah, muted pretty much most of the time.
Yeah, see, weird. I think because of our jobs, this is like normal for us, but they're saying it's a growing trend, people leaving their phone on mute. And when it comes to younger people, they're 4 times more likely to always mute their phone.
Really?
Okay. So
Makes you feel a little bit younger.
Yeah,
today.
I know that.
But yeah, they pulled all these people because they're saying more and more. Maybe it's because we're just constantly attached to our phones. More and more people are muting their phones just to get away from the constant dings and beeps. Especially working from home, I think, for a lot of people. Because before, someone would just walk down to your office. Now they send you a text or they call your phone. And right. So it's constant dings. And if you get email alerts, too, on your phone, it's going off nonstop.
Right.
And if you're in a group chat, like that's the worst when everybody starts going bing, 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 bing.
Yes.
But it's kind of like for me, it's like not having your phone. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't have my phone. Having it on mute, I need to know what's happening. So that's why I have to unmute right when I walk out of the studio door.
Because I always am like, when you lose your phone, you can't find your phone because it's on mute.
Yes.
It's the worst.
That's the worst.
It is so bad. My husband's always like, call it. I'm like, it's not going to do anything.
Doesn't matter.
Although it does, mine buzzes.
Oh,
so then you have to be really, really quiet.
Yeah.
You're like, shh, shh. You like hear it
far off
somewhere. I have a Fitbit, and whenever... I don't even know how I set it up, but whenever I get texts or calls, I'll get a little vibration on my wrist.
Me too. Oh, yeah. I do like that part too.
That's why I can kind of, but then again, my phone's on mute and I can't find where I left it in the house. Trying more and more to not have it by my side and side by side, not like putting it off somewhere and having it on mute just don't mesh.
Right.
But yeah, we're curious. Do you leave your phone on mute or not? 314-531-9898. Some interesting food news coming up about pickle juice and hot dogs.
Okay.
Two separate stories on the wake up.
Here's to the ones that we got. Memories bring back
Ooh, some interesting food news. My husband told me, I'm sorry, I have to go follow my dream. And he's going to try and put his name in the ring to taste hot dogs in every single ballpark and write reviews.
Fun! What a great idea.
Someone's looking for an MLB food tester. All you have to do is go to a few Major League Baseball parks, watch the game, eat the hot dog, give your personal take on it. $500 plus travel and food. I'm like, you do you.
I love it.
Fine. Mm-hmm. My son is on a big hot dog kick, too. He learned how to mow the lawn yesterday. Did it for the first time.
Oh.
And then he said he was craving hot dogs, and my husband was like, you know, I feel like I kind of have to give him his meal of choice since he learned how to mow the lawn and didn't really complain. So hot dogs all around at our house last night. And then pickle juice. You know, sometimes you put a little pickle, maybe you put a pickle on your hot dog, but there are all these health reasons for why you should drink pickle juice. Well, I mean, most people just take the pickle juice. Hold on. It's getting me choked up.
Right.
You eat all the pickles, and what do you do with the pickle juice? Do you dump it out?
You dump the brine out, yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should drink it.
Really?
Apparently, muscle cramps, gone. It's like drinking Gatorade. And at one time, Gatorade almost launched their own version of like a pickle juice energy drink. keeps you hydrated longer because it has sodium and potassium. That gets you hydrated faster.
Okay.
And keeps you hydrated longer.
Hmm.
It's like an electrolyte drink.
Right.
And it's budget friendly. They say you can keep a jar of pickles in the fridge and you can make your own. I did make my own pickles last summer. And
how do you make
very
them?
Very fancy. I don't know. It was some recipe that I made. It was like, this crock pot chicken and homemade coleslaw and homemade pickles. And I had a cucumber from our garden. And, you know, it was pandemic times and I was feeling fancy and had a lot of time on my hands to make some cucumbers.
Yeah.
And they were not bad. I was like, huh, this is easier to make than I thought. Am I ever going to do it again? Nope. But now the pickle juice is good for you. I don't know. Full of vitamins and antioxidants. It can help you lose weight. And keep your blood sugar regulated.
And you know who loves pickles, Kevin? Chrissy Teigen. She was talking about it on social media. There's a recipe that she makes with pickles.
I thought God. She was finished with social media.
No,
what's going on here?
This might have been from a little while back.
Okay.
Guess we're not getting you the Chrissy Teigen.
I was getting kind of used to being so will you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so will you love.
Always looking for great new ideas of stuff to do around St. Louis, and it looks like Julie has one for us. It's the Wake Up on Y98.
Yes, so my man got back in town this weekend. He was gone a lot of last week because he went to a wedding in Colorado.
Ooh.
Then he came back in town, and we hung out a little bit yesterday, and we went to this brewery outside. It was called Point Labadee. It was in Labadee, Missouri.
Okay.
And it was so much fun because
Point Labadee. I've never heard of it.
The weather was absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
And this is kind of a place where they have benches and places to sit, but a lot of people just bring lawn chairs. And you sit outside wherever you want. There's this huge property. They have this big, like, red farmhouse where they have, like, the beers and everything. And there, somebody was cooking like hot dogs and bratwurst, because down the street is some sort of like meat
place, meat packing place.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had their
a butcher.
Yes, the one.
A vegetarian.
I'm like looking for the word for the vegetarian. The butcher. A meat place down the road.
I don't speak meat anymore.
I know. And then they have this bluegrass band that plays.
Oh, how cool!
Yeah, that plays in the afternoon on Sundays.
It sounds like. A winery, reminds me of a winery, but with a beer, more of a beer vibe.
Yes, and people bring their dogs, and we saw someone that my man knew, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I've been coming here every Sundays as long as it's been open during the pandemic because it's just so nice to get outside and enjoy the weather."
Point Labadee Brewery. Ooh, I'm looking at it.
It's so cute. It's a great little spot.
I spelled Labadee wrong. I spelled it with only one D.
It's two hard D's. To spell the old Labadee.
Sorry, Labadee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, they do like a beer tasting. I can see where they have these wooden blocks with all of these different beers. Oh, this
and
looks
a lot
like
of
fun.
Very unique beers. You got to watch it, though. Some are very high alcohol content.
Yes.
It was like 10% on one of them or something. I didn't have that one because I'd be like, that's too much for me.
The double IPA is 10.1. You got to be careful. Ooh, the Wee Heavy is 11.6. Lance, they have whiskey, too.
Hey, now.
From a local distillery. Samuel Burton Distilling.
Oh, nice.
Not familiar with that.
Ooh, you're going to have to check. Labadee.
Yeah.
Labadee's where it's at, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to go. Oh, and then they have stuff from K&A Meats.
Yeah, bring your dogs. Or like me, go out there and dog watch. And
I'm like,
oh, look at all these dogs everywhere.
Quick correction here before we get to your Instagram code word. Labadee, Missouri is in fact spelled with one D, but Point Labadee, the brewery, the very cool brewery that Julie went to, is spelled with two D's. So I was right, but wrong. I was right about the town.
It's nice when you're just kind of both. You're right and wrong.
And then Siri's totally wrong because she pronounces it Labadee, and you better watch your mouth, Siri. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Be careful.
It's 10 after. That means it's time for your chance to be Instagram famous.
The Bomberito box office is open. This hour's code word for Instagram is snow, which I am very happy to be done with for the year.
Man, we talked about having phones on mute, but a lot of people are texting us this morning. Thanks for texting the Bomberito Automotive. Text line 314-531-9898. And the texts run the gamut from basically everything we've talked about this morning, from pickle juice to phone on mute to restaurants.
There's a slew of reasons why, and it makes total sense. A lot of them, people who put their phones on mute are because they're teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And those that then have it on unmute are those that either had a sick
relative. Unmute, just.
Well, just regular.
Yeah. who don't have it on mute.
Look, I'm a muter myself. So to you, or to me, you're an unmuter. But they leave the phone regular because they either have a sick relative or because they're expecting an important call or something of that effect.
I remember back in the day we used to have this argument, like, why do you have your phone in the studio? And I would say, well, because I have young kids, and if there's, you know, there's never ever an emergency, but of course the one time, I'm not joking, the one time I was like, I left it in the office, there was this huge emergency where my husband was trying to get a hold of me. He ends up calling the bat phone here in the studio. And I was like, oh my God, I missed all this stuff. Oh my gosh. Like, and then I'm scrambling because people have been trying to get a hold of me for an hour. I get it. You leave it beside you and you have it on the mute.
Well, they said you need to get an Apple Watch, Jen, because if you leave your phone on mute and you have the Apple Watch, even if it's on mute, you can ping it and it'll ring to tell you where your phone is. Because you were saying that's your problem. It's on mute. And if you lose your phone, you can't find it.
I grab the kid's iPad and I do the find my phone. And I just walk around the house. I'm like, closer, closer. But sometimes the GPS is not, the GPS is not very accurate. And one time it said it was like out and around and like turn, take a left and like down the street. It said it was down the street from my house. And like, did you check there? I did. I'm walking outside in the pouring rain with an umbrella and a flashlight looking for this phone. And it was inside my house.
Oh,
I'm like, come on, Apple. Let's get the GPS. I don't love it. I don't love an Apple Watch. I had one and I sold it.
You did?
Don't like it.
I haven't gotten that yet. Well, there's a lot of text about pickles. Pickle juice is good for a hangover.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
If you use pickle juice.
Electrolytes. That's why.
Oh, they say if you use pickle juice when you're drinking, you don't get drunk because the salt that goes into your body, the salt that goes back into your body, that liquor takes out.
I don't think that's right.
Interesting.
You don't get drunk. No, I think you still do. You just, let's try it with Kevin tomorrow.
Yes!
Taste test Tuesday. How undrunk can Kevin get?
Because we still have some Jim Beam you can drink. And then we'll give you pickle juice and see what happens.
Oh, the boss is calling. Hold on. We'll get back to your text in just a minute on Y98. It's pickle chat on the wake up on Y98. Who knew that everyone was going to be into this? I thought it was really interesting, like all the reasons you should drink pickle juice. And a lot of people agree, although someone, this came with a warning. I think with pickle juice, there's a limit. They said pickle juice shots are good. And they, she said, my daughter did pickle shots with my niece on Easter. No better way to celebrate the resurrection. And they had a few too many, and it kicked their butt.
Yeah, I bet.
Someone asked if they can be a volunteer, if they can volunteer to be a test subject with Kevin tomorrow, because someone said, if you drink pickle juice while you're actually drinking alcohol, you don't get drunk. And then somebody else said, years ago they had a garden that filled their whole backyard with pickles. It rained for days at the worst time, and all the cucumbers, all the vegetables got huge. And when they did, the cucumbers were so huge, didn't want to throw them away, sliced them up, and made dill pickles from Buffalo. They're the best. Tim from Buffalo. Hey, Tim from Buffalo. I love it.
Buffalo in the house.
He also said that he coaches high school in Muskoda, and they always have two bottles of pickle juice for hydration and cramping. And he said that I should get my son some Salen's hot dogs. That's like a Buffalo hot dog.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. My mom came one time with like a 4-pound bag of hot dogs in a cooler. My mother brings a cooler on the plane every time because she like makes her spaghetti sauce and her homemade meatballs. And she freezes them and brings a roll-on cooler onto the airplane, no joke, every single time, and she stuffed a 4-pound bag of Salen's hot dogs in there. She brings all this stuff, and I'm like, I don't have room in my freezer.
But and I'll take those anyway.
Yeah. How are we going to eat all these hot dogs? I guess next time we'll have to have a little
hot dog pickle party.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Pickles or cucumbers also one of the vegetables I cannot kill no matter how hard I try. I'm gonna have to plant those again this year. Story on restaurants up next on Y98.
I hope she makes you smile.
Talking about some local restaurants we went to over the last week or so. As the weather's gotten nicer, it is like patio season is in full swing. And it's really interesting because I went to one restaurant and they had a help wanted sign. I went on Saturday night and it was early. They said they were slammed on Friday night because the weather was just picture perfect and everyone wanted to be out on the patio or inside. But they said, you know, they still have like their COVID staff, basically, because a lot of these restaurants, when they went to just takeout and they kind of shut down around this time last year, they had to let go a lot of their staff. And now that the weather's picking up and people have had their shots, it's like all coming in one big wave, like right? And the restrictions have eased up so you can have more people in the dining rooms and it's just slamming them.
And stay open later, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Friday night was a madhouse trying to go out. I went to actually a dinner at Bellwether and then after dinner went to Planner's House. But every place that I've gone lately, they're all singing exactly that same tune. They don't have enough staff.
So,
and they're hiring as best they can and they can't find people.
Right. So this is both like a, hey, job if you need one, but also like be kind to your wait staff. Because my friend's birthday was this weekend. We went out to brunch at Rooster and it was amazing, but the wait was a little
longer than you would expect.
Than I think they even expected, just because there were so many people.
Yeah.
So many people. And it was so great to see, because for us, it was like this is the first time in a year where we've all gone and sat inside a restaurant, like all vaccinated, all just hanging out and catching up. And it was so great that we didn't really care that we waited. At one point, we were like, man, we covered a lot of ground here in the time that we waited and that we ate breakfast, and it was amazing. But yeah, if you're at a restaurant and it's taking longer than normal, please do not take it out on the wait staff. Like, they are doing the best they can, short-staffed.
Yeah, and I went out on Saturday night. I had to pick up the boyfriend from the airport because he just got in town. And he didn't get in town till like 9, and he wanted some food. So I had to call around, because even though they're open later, a lot of kitchens still close very early.
Yeah.
There was like, we closed at 9. And usually kitchens are open till 11 or midnight on like a Saturday.
Where'd you go?
We ended up going to CJ Muggs because the kitchen was still open for a while, and there was nobody in there.
The one in Webster Groves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I called at Olive and Oak. I almost went to Olive and Oak also, and they said they had like an hour-long walk-in wait time.
Right.
Because their kitchen was open late still, too.
I mean, I've tried to get my kids on the weekends, if we like order food, like, who wants to eat at 4 o'clock? Slowly, because if you wait, it goes from like 15 minute wait to like 105 minute wait.
Exactly.
Like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating at 4.
I know, old man.
Well, are you done?
Are opening back up again, and it's just making us happy. But some really cool news about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Mizzou.
That's right. Yeah. My alma mater, M-I-Z. And if you just thought Z-O-U, you are a true Mizzou fan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The marching band is called Marching Mizzou. They got some good news via their virtual banquet this past weekend. They found out they will be performing at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
This FYI, year, this Thanksgiving?
No, next Thanksgiving,
2022.
I think they're going to try to do what they did last year this year, it seems like. So next year they're hoping to have all the people there doing all that stuff.
So last year they this past Thanksgiving, they recorded a lot of stuff in advance. They went to a special place to have balloons float down a street where no one was there. but you still got, you know, the tradition of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Those tight crowds. It's, I know a lot of stuff in November is like touch and go, like the Fox Theater starting to do some shows, ramping up to the Broadway series coming back this November. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving 2022.
But it's so cool because there were hundreds of bands that applied for this, and Mizzou is one of only 9 that were chosen.
Oh, fantastic.
Has Mizzou ever been in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I'm not sure. Not that I know of, but maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. And not recently, obviously.
Right.
Well, they said that the thing that did it for them, Macy's Selection Board, they were reviewing a performance they did when they played Queen music, and the crowd went wild, and they said it's clear they understand understand what audiences want to hear and know how to deliver a show-stopping performance for the national audience.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah!
You finally got Kevin's attention. You said,
that's funny.
You said M-I-Z and like it didn't even register in his mind, but you said Queen and he's like,
they do a Flash Gordon reference. That'd be the greatest.
Yes. Like, Flash Gordon is not one of their top songs, except when Kevin ranks them.
I'm telling you.
It's like Bicycle and Flash Gordon tied for first.
Highly underrated. Way to go, Mizzou.
Your relationship is on solid ground and you're going to stay together if you share these quirky relationship habits.
Ooh,
it's fun. The wake up on Y98. When I see these things, I don't care what relationship article it is. If it has a good headline, like I'm clicking on it all day long because I'm like, quirky relationship habits. I don't think we have any, but I need to know if we're staying together. And already, just off the bat, you kiss each other at least twice a day. Done. They say positive interactions are important.
That's good. I'm in a new relationship, so done.
Right. And we say
I try from with my
Kevin. That's your homework today. Go kiss your woman.
We
twice.
Do like before bed when we come home. Sometimes like cooking dinner in the kitchen, aww, and then the kids are like, "Gross!" you tease each other playfully. We had some other like joke where yesterday where Ryan made like a dad joke and the kids were like embarrassed. But
then he did good.
Yes. And you speak each other's languages. I think those two go hand in hand. You do chores together.
Yes.
You do. Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
We do. I mean, Sarah likes to mow the lawn. So if I don't want to, she does. If laundry needs to be folded, I'll help out there.
Yes.
If, our big problem is the dishwasher. Apparently, Sarah, somewhere along her schooling, she never learned to put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Kevin, that's why you had children. Did you not teach your children how to load and empty the dishwasher during COVID?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
that would
I did.
Have been, oh,
lucky.
That became an instant, that became an instant kid chore because we were running the dishwasher once or maybe twice a day with all the dishes that we went through. And it's like, I'm sorry. You are, who's in charge of loading and who's in charge of unloading?
Mm-hmm. Man, I need to get some kids.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Get a dishwasher.
Get to work, children.
Oh, you're right.
Dishwasher first.
The Wake Up's Instagram is popping today at the Wake Up Y98. You can see my pillows. Nobody cares about those. And it's not a euphemism for anything, but I'm super excited. I bought fabric this weekend on Saturday when it was raining, and my friend made pillows for our new living room furniture.
That was so nice of your friend to do. They look really good, actually. They are worth a look.
Yes. I don't think anybody cares except for me. But we all care about Kevin's wife, Sarah. She just completed this 2-year leadership program with the Hazelwood School District, and she had her ceremony on Friday, her graduation, which was the first time we learned about this. Thanks, Kevin. We could have talked about that on the show, I don't know, anytime over the last 2 years. And then this morning, I like stopped and did a U-turn on my way to work because we work catty corner from the St. Louis Public Library's Central Library. I mean, this is like the mothership. And it was all lit up. It was dark this morning, except for like the building being illuminated. And it was just the most beautiful thing. We are so lucky to have such a gorgeous view.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the Central Library. We can see from our office. We can see the Ferris wheel from City Museum. Mm-hmm. Just like so lucky to be in the heart of it all. And there's some cool stuff going on, actually. speaking of the library and books, with what, the Teen Book Fair?
Yeah, so it's called the Teen Book Festival, and normally this would be in person, but it's all virtual this year, and it's a bunch of YA, which is young adult authors, that are doing all these different
I'm a big fan.
Virtual things, the YAs. You think of all the YA books we've read, like Hunger Games was YA.
Exactly. Yeah. Twilight series.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A lot of adults read YA, because it's so good.
The Fault in Our Stars I read, that was YA.
Yes.
It's always a little, when you're like at a bookstore and you're like, where can I find this? I remember looking for Hunger Games and like, I can't find it. They're like, it's in the young adult section. Like,
well, tonight, you really like tonight because it's called Vampires Never Get Old Panel Discussion.
Ooh.
So it's these authors that I guess wrote different, the book, and these different authors that have written about vampires will be talking about how they write about them and what
Stephanie
they like about vampires.
Is Stephanie Meyer there?
I don't think she's on the list.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of good ones. And if you just go to the St. Louis County Library's Facebook, all their events have the virtual things happening.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. We have your Instagram code word up next. That'll buy a lot of books. $1,000 in your hand. Code word after Panic at the Disco on the Wake Up on Y98. Track star.
Hold me, feel so holy.
National Grilled Cheese Day, America's second favorite melted cheese food, of course, after pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a Wake Up on Y98, but we're not here to talk about Grilled Cheese Day because that's boring, but Cheez-Its. Someone in the building just was like, don't judge me. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, but I wanted some Cheez-Its. And I'm like, no judging here, please. I mean, when I was pregnant with my son, I ate so many Cheetos that my husband thought that Finn was going to come out orange. Because I would like sneaked. I would get, it was the first time I ever had Cheetos. I didn't really love them before, but I wanted the crunchy ones. And I would go sometimes and buy two at a time.
That sounds amazing.
So that people would think that I was only eating one bag. Pour them all in the same bag.
Oh, smart.
These Cheez-Its reminded me of a conversation my friend was having yesterday. Her son, for his birthday, asked for a box filled with boxes of Cheez-Its.
I think that's a really good gift idea.
And it came
a little odd.
Yes. And then his brother was like, his younger brother, who's like 9, they were like, what do you want? And he was like, well, a box of boxes of Cheez-Its, obviously. That was really awesome. It started because his friend, his mom doesn't buy him sugary cereals. Like, I'm sometimes that mom. But she, like, no sugary cereals in the house. Except for his birthday. And one year for his birthday, he's like, all I want is a giant box filled with different boxes of cereals. And so that's what he got. And he gets it once a year on his birthday. Box filled with all these sugary cereals. And, like, you got to ration them out because when they run out, they run out and you have to wait until your next birthday.
Wow.
Right. I've always wanted to buy that huge box. Cheez-Its are also my addiction. Yeah. I've wanted to buy that huge box of Cheez-Its that Costco has. They have like this huge one.
Really?
I can't trust myself with something like that, so I've never bought it. But I always want to buy it every time I see that box of Cheez-Its.
Mine isn't, I can't have Cheetos anymore. I think mine is wavy Ruffles potato chips.
Oh, so those are gluten-free? You can have those?
I know. Like Lay's potato chips and wavy Ruffles.
Nacho cheese Doritos. Those have always been a weakness. I mean, man, you just open a bag up and it's like, where'd the bag go?
I know.
Sorry.
I'm a Cool Ranch girl, but that's good. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And yours is Cheez-Its?
Yes. I wish it was apples, but no thanks.
Text us yours, 314-531-9898. Now we're all hungry and running to the vending machine. Hold on, we have 3 minutes and 14 seconds. We'll be back.
Right, turn off the lights. We got...
All All I'm saying is I'm glad that they don't sell Ruffles at our little mini mart here at work. Although, we're talking about like your go-to snack. One of my friend's sons for his birthday just wanted a giant box filled with boxes of Cheez-Its, like all the Cheez-Its. It's his, he's in that weird teen age where they just are a bottomless pit and they eat and eat and eat and they're still like super skinny because their metabolism. If we could bottle that metabolism, we would be like, see you later.
Yeah, that's when I used to eat like double stuffed Oreos. I eat a whole row after school every day.
Yeah, totally. I only did that in high school.
Speaking of cookies, from our text line, 531-9898, the Bomberito text line. This is Scott from Florissant. Mine is Stouffer's Iced Animal Cookies.
Oh, so good. By the way, they have like an animal cookie blizzard at DQ right now.
What?
FYI, Scott. Yeah.
And then somebody else said the Cheez-It snaps. Snapped.
They're thinner, I think.
Yeah. Ooh. I like the original, but I've tried the snapped before. For me, they're so.
Have you had like the party mix where it's Cheez-Its, pretzels, and M&M's?
Oh. No, because it's harder to get to the Cheez-Its. It's all that stuff in there.
Get out of my way.
Well, and then this text came in and I was like, I totally forgot how good this was. Chips with homemade onion dip, where you put Lipton soup mix and sour cream, make your homemade onion dip and have just regular potato chips with it.
Oh, that's so good. Is it the French's?
Yes.
French onion dip?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's just somebody makes a French onion dip that is like so good.
Yes.
That's where the wavy chips come from, because the wavy, you get more in the ridges. You get more French onion dip in the ridges.
Yeah. My family loves garlic dip. So every Friday night, like aunts,
what's in garlic
mom,
dip?
It's basically just like
butter and garlic.
Lots of garlic.
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to be talking to me on a Friday night.
Oh, I don't care. I love garlic.
I got garlic breath and the vampires are staying away from my house.
So what is it, like sour cream and garlic?
At cream cheese. Mm. Is it cream cheese? I don't know. My mom makes it. I haven't learned the family recipe yet.
I need the recipe.
I don't know. Mama Tristan texts me.
details on Justin Timberlake next.
I didn't hear what you were saying. I live on raw emotion, baby. Answer questions never maybe, and I'm not kind if you betray me. So who the hell are you to save me? I never would have made it, babe. If you needed love, well then ask for love. Could have given love, now I'm taking love. And it's not my fault, cause you both deserve what's coming now.
Justin Timberlake finally apologized for the Super Bowl, but it looks like he's going to be apologizing again. If the story's true, it's the Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. Janet Jackson's stylist, who helped her get ready for the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show, says it was Justin's idea for the wardrobe malfunction. Because just a few months earlier, the MTV VMAs happened. And if you remember, well, you probably don't remember, that was the year that Madonna, Britney, and Christina all smooched.
Oh, I remember. That's crazy.
So they had made huge headlines. I mean, people went bonkers over that at the end of their performance. And he wanted to one-up Britney. So this is what the stylist is saying now. I'm also a little like, why is this stylist coming out now? I don't know, but I'm still 100% into this story. The original idea was for Janet to be wearing a dress, and he was going to step on the back of the dress, pulling it off, and she was going to be wearing nothing but a pearl G string. Let me just come out and say it. It makes me uncomfortable. but then they changed the plan and they went with the other reveal instead. And he said, I wouldn't call it a wardrobe malfunction in a million years. It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, I did what it was intended to do.
I remember watching it and it looked like a move he was doing. It didn't look like, oh shoot, this is accidental. It looked like I did this on purpose.
Right.
And we thought maybe both of them were colluding, but it sounds like it was more his idea than hers. And then when it all happened, he was like, oh, I didn't realize what was going on. And like washed his hands clean of it and totally let Janet take the fall. And I'm still not bitter over it. Just a little bit. Oh, man. Let's talk about happier times. Dolly Parton. We talked last week about this Jenny's ice cream flavor that she had, strawberry pretzel pie. They were selling limited release of 10,000 pints. It crashed their website. People were lined up around the block for Jenny's ice cream, too. There's one in the Central West End. Yeah, some of those pints are now selling on eBay for $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
To which I'm like, was that your intent all along? Or did you realize that it was so crazy, the madness, that you're like, do I really need to eat this or should I sell it?
Yeah.
Well, Jenny's is now like, we're re-releasing it because of the website issues, because there are a lot of people who like couldn't get it. They're re-releasing it. So hopefully no one buys it for $1,000 on eBay. I get that it's Dolly Parton's limited edition ice cream, but no, I'm still not paying $1,000 for it. I entertained it for a minute. And good news, we're getting closer and closer. The Friends cast wrapped filming for their HBO Max reunion special on Saturday night.
Hey.
Yes, it's debuting sometime later this year. We don't know. Still don't know, but we're one step closer. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including your 6:30 Schmig. Yeah! Take that, JT! It's the Wake Up on Y98. Not bitter. Celebrating today, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
You celebrate with Brendan Urie, the lead singer, basically Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah. That's a catchy song. We should play it.
I know.
Yeah, basically the whole band, it's just him now.
Yeah.
He's the only, original member left. I think he might be the only member. God, is he, 30? But they've been around for a while? It all depends on when he started Panic. 32. 28.
33.
34.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. How old is Claire Danes? You know her as Carrie on Homeland. You also know her from My So-Called Life.
What happened to his partner? Brody was a scout sniper. They work in pairs. Corporal Thomas Walker also went missing that day.
Carrie Matheson, ladies and gentlemen, how does she do? According to Sergeant Brody, Walker was killed during their captivity.
That clearly was not My So-Called Life. Yeah, she wasn't talking about Jordan Catalano.
I know.
Claire Danes, I think she's 45.
I bet she's 43.
44.
42.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
And finally, you watch him now on Netflix, though he used to be a late night staple. How old is the one and only David Letterman?
This list is things you don't want to hear.
You do not want to hear.
Don't want to hear.
I see.
At a barbecue.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Here we go. Please, Mom, put your top on.
I do like his Netflix special. My next guest needs no introduction. There have been some really interesting ones.
Yeah, he's such a good interviewer, and he's just so charismatic.
RDJ, he interviewed, you know, I liked the Kim Kardashian one.
I did too.
It was very interesting. He looks like Santa Claus right now, so that kind of throws me off. 68, 72.
I'll go in the middle, 70.
74.
Whoa, oh, really?
Yes, yes. So there you go. Something I could have said to make it all stop hurting. It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go. A Boy Scout from Minnesota, to boot, camped outside every night for a year.
It's a Wake Up on Y98. His name's Rudy Hummel. I just saw a story about him over the weekend. He's a 17-year-old, lives in Minnesota, and you know how we all started these cute little hobbies at the beginning of the pandemic, and maybe they lasted and maybe they didn't. A lot of people thought that Rudy would not make it 365 days. His parents did.
In Minnesota, especially.
Minnesota, right?
I was like, wait a minute. Okay, when it started, he probably was like, hey, it's going to be the summer. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
But whoa.
No, he's a really dedicated Boy Scout. And as soon as he said he wanted to do this, his parents realized, like, when he decides he wants to do something, there's no stopping him. So at first they were like, are you sure? Your bed's pretty comfy. And then they realized he was on a mission and they would just help him out the best he could. So yeah, he slept outside every night for a year.
Wow.
There was even a tornado during his time that knocked down 6 trees in his backyard. His parents.
Wow.
Now, the eye of the storm had kind of already passed through by the time he was set to sleep outside, but they did move the tent under their deck to protect
oh,
him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. At least, yeah.
But they were like, he has this goal and we're not getting in his way. That meant really hot summers and sub-zero temperatures in the winter. So he built a quinsy or a snow cave. And this is what he did in the winter. He slept under a fleece liner, inside a mummy bag, inside 2 other sleeping bags with 2 or 3 quilts over that, and he'd wear up to 3 layers of pants and 7 shirts.
Oh, no.
To keep himself warm. Whoa. I mean, in Minnesota, I think I would still be cold with all right. of those layers.
Is he raising money for something, or what was the point of him doing that? Just to challenge himself?
Challenge himself as a Boy Scout. I know there's Eagle Scouts, but he needs to get something else. Like super Eagle Scout? I don't know.
He's in something else, like an apartment.
Exactly.
Right. He's ready to live on his own. Maybe he can teach a class on how our other children can become self-sufficient.
To be young and in love in New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.